Welcome to Stuck in the Middle radio show with Alan Edwards, my silly little freaks. Glad to have you back. Glad to be back. Let's get right into it and talk about the corrosive corruption going on in the Trump administration, right-wing media, and the MAGA movement. I affectionately call it PPP, the Pedophile Protection Party. Remember what that great swollen orange one said about child traffickers during his campaign? Well, if you don't remember it, let me remind you.
Death penalty for drug dealers and anyone guilty of child or woman sex trafficking, which they are doing at numbers which are massive.
So now Trump, Bondi, Newsmax, and MAGA are calling Maxwell a victim. Some of them on X are calling her a hero. You know, this is ridiculous. Does she sound like a hero or a victim? Now listen to this ridiculous narrative that I guess was started by Newsmax and was taken over by people on X, but this kind of launched it, and it's just unbelievable what these guys are doing to turn around to try to save their orange one.
Yeah, what is this all about? And she's also been subpoenaed by the Oversight Committee. I think this is great. I do have a feeling that she just might be a victim. She just might be. There was a rush to judgment. There was a lot of chaos there for a while. All right. Granted, she hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. And I know that's apparently not good. But she's in jail for how long now? 20 years. A 20-year sentence.
So does this sound like a hero or a victim? Well, she's a... I'm not going to say it. Victims testified under oath that Maxwell sexually abused them with Epstein. Victims testified under oath that she recruited them and schooled them on how to give sexualized massages to Epstein. Victims testified that she took their passports so they became basically prisoners on the island. Maxwell was convicted of sex trafficking. She is a sex trafficker. She was convicted. But yet, they have changed the whole narrative on X and on all the right-wing medias basically to just simply save the bloated orange one. And I want to tell you about the bloated orange one's latest polls, and they don't look good for him, but they look good for us. But I wanted to show you this. It's just something that happened on Friday. George Santos has gone to jail, ladies and gentlemen. He's locked up, and he left a last message on X. Said, "Well, darlings, the curtain falls, the spotlight dims, and the rhinestones are packed. From the halls of Congress to the chaos of cable news, what a ride it's been. Was it messy? Always. Glamorous? Occasionally. Honest? I tried most days. To my supporters, you made the wild political cabaret worth it. To my critics, thanks for the free press. I may be leaving the stage now, but trust me, legends, never truly exit. Forever fabulously yours, George." Now, does this guy sound like he is someone that has remorse? He was a con man, and he ripped off a lot of people, took a lot of their money, and just spent it on what he wants, and he sounds like he's just happy about it. All right, let's get back to good old Donnie's poll numbers. Because they don't look good, and I do like that, because he thinks that we're in the golden age. The golden age of what? My God, this man is a mess. His approval ratings are in a free fall. The latest Gallup approval rating for key independent voters is now down to 29%. Overall, he has sunk to 37%. While Donnie continues to golf every weekend and hide Epstein files during the week, his numbers will continue to go down. Unbelievable. And I'm going to share with you the YouGov polls tomorrow's show, because those are even worse. You know, he's always sharing these unknown polls, but these are huge nationwide well-known polls, and they're showing the exact numbers. All right, so let's listen to this week's phone calls, and I'll tell you how you can get in on the air and give you the instructions on how to do it. But these are some of the calls that came in this week.
This back and forth with Democrats and Republicans is exactly what Trump wants. Distraction while he continues to commit his corruption. Keep fighting people. Keep focusing on the wrong things. Trump's playbook is working exactly how he wanted.
I'm so sick of you libs crying about this stupid Epstein hoax. Trump has nothing to do with this. As hard as you guys try, you're going to end up with a big giant nothing burger. The real story is Obama and how he's going to end up in jail. That's why you all are trying to deflect this story with the Epstein garbage.
Trump will go to jail. Yes, Trump will go to jail. Celebrate and enjoy yourselves now, cult members. The party is about to end.
Hey, Libs. How does it feel to keep losing and watching our great president keep winning? We just love all the wonderful things he's doing, and especially watching you whine about it. Go Trump!
I love the fact that MAGA is attempting to cover up their orange cult leader's Epstein crap with this ridiculous Obama crap. That's exactly what it is, crap. Donald Trump is covering up, and he's doing it with this investigation into Obama. Trump, release the files and stop this nonsense.
You might feel the beat now. Just move, let it guide you. Yeah. If I could feel the rhythm in you.
Alright, we'll leave it there because I don't know what the heck that was. What's going on there? So if you want to get on the air, simply go to dailycast.news/stuck and record your message. Just make sure you keep it clean and don't get insulting and degrading, and we'll get you on next week's show. And if you're listening online or watching online, you can watch the full version or listen to the full version of this show by going to dailycast.news and signing up for our free subscription membership. And for those of you listening to the show right now live, I'll be right back right after this.